This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. The world has changed quickly amid the pandemic, and everyone is trying to adapt to the new normal. The loss of jobs or isolation from loved ones can be a lot to process. But there are ways for people to make sure they're taking care of their mental health in addition to their physical health.
This is a really good time for us to focus on our mental health. Like, most of us have this extra time to do that. And so, I mean, that's the silver lining of the situation, too, is people are going to come out of this with more coping skills and more resiliency.
That's Stephanie Steele Wren, a psychologist at CAPS, short for Counseling and Psychological Services, at the University of Arkansas's Pat Walker Health Center. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reached Steele Wren by phone for tips on staying mentally well during quarantine.
Something that really stuck with me, a friend told me the other day, was this is more of a marathon, it's not a sprint. And that just really resonated with me. Our lives have been turned upside down. And it's human to have these emotional reactions. And I mean, everything's just out of the ordinary. And the big part is we don't have control over much of it. So I think that's why you see people panic buying and, you know, going out and grabbing all this toilet paper and things like that, because it is some sense of control. And that, you know, well, at least I'll have enough to last me for a month, in case I don't have a job or things along those lines. Another thing that's really come up just in clients and even just friends and colleagues is this sense of loss. So whether it's you've lost your job, you've had to postpone your wedding, people have canceled trips. I actually should be in New Orleans right now at a conference, but of course that got canceled. So I think really recognizing that they are losses. I hear a lot of people saying, well, that doesn't really compare to people who are passing away, unfortunately, who are getting really sick. So I think there's a sense of guilt, too, that people are feeling. And like, this is a major loss, losing your job, not being able to go to work, in some states, not even be able to leave your house. Like, those are all losses. And I think we need to look at them that way. In terms of some tips, really identify your feelings and like recognize them as being valid. So I think a lot of times we try to deny or kind of discredit those and say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so's got it worse than me. Other people have it much worse than me. But like, everybody is different. Every individual deserves to process their emotions and work them out. And I think it's so easy to avoid and not think about them and bury ourselves in work or whatever else we can do right now with all the limitations that are out there. But some common ways to cope might include journaling. If you're someone who likes to write, talking to friends, maybe you do find a licensed therapist. I mean, I talk to my pets a lot. I like to draw, anything color. Mindfulness practices are really great. There's a lot of good apps out there. You can go on YouTube and find deep breathing, meditation, all of that. So those are really, really helpful, and they're super easy to access. Another big one is taking breaks from media. And that's social media too, but it's really easy to turn the TV on or scroll through Instagram, Facebook, and seeing just this constant bombardment of news and it being really negative. So I think we have to still stay informed, but to a certain extent where we're not just getting more and more anxious with just more bad news that we keep seeing. So kind of limiting that. Maybe it's you check in once a day. If you're someone who's an essential worker, or maybe you're in more of a vulnerable population, maybe you have one person in your group where it's kind of looking out for news and you kind of rotate that each day, just so that everyone's not constantly bombarded with just the news. But also, I think just self-awareness, you know, expressing gratitude for the things that you do have. I mean, yes, it's easy to compare to others not having as much as what, not being able to work from home or not having a job. And I think there's also this other sense of, since technology is out there, we see all these other people who are thriving. They're posting all their workouts online and they're posting everything they've cleaned in their houses. So it's easy for us to be like, oh, I should be doing all of that. But actually, maybe not doing something for an entire day and just winding down and giving yourself a chance to take a step back is really healthy. Another big one is, you know, even though we talk about washing your hands and not touching your face and all that stuff too, staying home. I mean, it is so important to stay committed to your physical body. So like moving as much as you can, you know, if you're working from home, getting up every hour, and if it's even walking around your yard, or it's getting up to go to the kitchen or something and making some herbal tea or whatnot, taking breaks from screens. I know my eyes have been twitching from being on the computer so much. So that's been really important to be like, okay, I've been on the computer for 3 hours now. I really need to take a break away from screens, including my cell phone, including the TV. Sleep is really important right now. As a psychologist, I talk a lot about sleep. Staying that 8 to 9 hours is so important, but also keeping the routine. Even though you are home and it's a totally new normal, getting up at the same time every day, going to sleep at the same time every night. I know at CAPS, we're trying to, you know, keep our meetings going the same that they were, trying to find time to connect with each other during the day like we would if we were in the office. So I think that's really helpful. Also, if you can go outside on your break, you can get some vitamin D, some fresh air. I know I open my window while I'm working throughout the day, and that's really nice, just to have that fresh air and then to get some sunlight on my breaks. And eating healthy. I know that's hard because like with Walmart, you can barely find a time for pickup or delivery, and a lot of stuff is out of stock, but you can still try to make balanced meals, try some new recipes. Things like that can really help us kind of be more creative and try new things, which just keeps our brain stimulated, which is also very healthy for mental health. And then your physical space. So having maybe one room that has your desk or a table that you're doing your work at, not doing it all in your bedroom, you know, or not doing it all on your couch. Then it's really, if you can, if you're able to, it's helpful to have one space for doing your work, one space for recreation, having fun, you know, watching TV, gaming, and then a space for resting. So probably your bedroom. And then obviously connecting with others is super important. We're lucky nowadays to have technology. I can't imagine trying to stay connected during pandemics way, way back, where people didn't have the internet and that wasn't super accessible. A few of my clients told me about Netflix watch parties, where you can sign on with your friends and you can real time together watch whatever you're watching on Netflix, which that's pretty cool. I had to try that out with one of my friends back in Massachusetts. So that's pretty neat. My neighbors and I sometimes have social distancing coffee where we'll sit out in our front yard and just make sure we're, you know, well over 6 feet away from each other. And you still get that sense of connection and whatnot, even in your neighborhood. So the last thing that I find very helpful is humor. So making fun of things, trying to lighten the situation. I think laughter is really the best medicine out there.
That was Stephanie Steele Wren, a psychologist at CAPS at the University of Arkansas's Pat Walker Health Center. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this month. CAPS is continuing to offer remote services and has added a few more outreach programs during the pandemic, including a virtual coffee hour at 10 a.m. weekdays and a COVID-19 anxiety webinar at 3 each weekday afternoon. More information is available at health.uark.edu.